A parliamentary inquiry has been hearing evidence on the growing presence of foreign buyers in the Australian housing market, and it's revealing that the regulations governing such investments are not too closely monitored. Foreign Investment Review Board and Treasury officials have been telling the first day of hearings that they largely rely on the honesty of purchasers to follow the rules, and that the imposition of penalties for breaches of the rules is relatively rare. Business reporter Michael Yander.
Australia has strict rules limiting what types of residential property people can buy if they're not citizens or permanent residents. Non-residents can only buy newly built properties, and while temporary residents can buy an existing home, they must be living in it and must sell it when they leave. But while the rules are in place, only a handful of staff monitor whether they're being complied with.
Foreign Investment Review Board on residential real estate has 8 staff.
The Foreign Investment Review Board's chairman, Brian Wilson, says that means they largely rely on the buyers declaring their purchase.
The only state land titles office that has a foreign or domestic tick in it is Queensland. None of the others do.
And Mr. Wilson also points out that there are many ways a foreign buyer can purchase a property they're not allowed to, and his agency doesn't have the resources to check all the transactions.
The properties can be bought in all sorts of ways. They can be bought by individuals, they can be bought by trustees, disclosed or not, they can be bought by corporations, they can be bought by friends, family members, relatives, solicitors, etc.
Labor MP Pat Conroy asked Treasury's John Hill whether there were any ways to penalise people who helped foreign buyers skirt the rules.
Are there any obligations on real estate agents or anyone else to be part of this process?
No, it's a good question. The answer is no. The foreign person that acquires the interest is the individual that's captured by our regulatory system.
Given these handicaps, it's perhaps not surprising that there are few prosecutions for breaching the foreign investment rules around housing. The committee's chairwoman, Liberal MP Kelly O'Dwyer, also questioning Treasury's John Hill.
Over the time, which, you know, the most recent penalties have been in place since 2010, how often they've been used?
I think it's fair to say that our penalty arrangement sits as a range of activities at the very peak of our what we call our compliance triangle. We don't operate at that point very often. In fact, it's very rare that we will exercise prosecution activity.
So what is the preferred enforcement mechanism when people are caught out breaking the rules? John Hill says they're asked to arrange their affairs so they comply by selling or moving into the home.
We would certainly speak very sternly to the individuals concerned and say that this is a situation we don't want to continue, and we'll follow it very closely.
Could it go on though for a matter of years?
Not typically, no.
What's the typical time?
I would be looking to resolve issues within a few months of something like that occurring.
Despite the huge holes in data collection that means FIRB's figures are very unreliable to measure total foreign investment, much of which may not be declared, the board's chairman Brian Wilson says he doesn't think foreign investors make up as much of the market as many people think.
Very often where we might get a call that says, you know, a Chinese has bought this house and my daughter wasn't able to do so, and it's investigated. Yes, they're of Chinese background, but, you know, they're a citizen. They live here. We also have 450,000 legal temporary residents in Australia. They're entitled to buy a house under the rules. That's, you know, 2% of the population.
But until there's better data, it's hard to know how much supposed foreign buying is mistaken identity and how much is in breach of the rules.
Business reporter Michael Yander.